Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how grateful I am you chose to be with me. This satsang, this radio program, is being recorded for March 18th, 2017, and we're going to be looking at forgiveness. What a powerful quality it is and how important it is to understand the nature of it. But before we get into that, I want to remind you that these radio programs, as well as our TV programs that can be heard, watched, and seen on our website at aspire.org. And if you go there, you will see media. If you click on that, you'll get to see all of the beautiful programs that we've had. And we're putting up new ones all the time. Well, really, these are ones that I did when I was very young. And I'm sharing them with you. They're called Signatures on the Water. And they are, well, let's see, they were produced somewhere in the early 90s. And I think you'll find them very interesting. The message is still as pertinent as ever. And the insights, well, they'll help you immensely. Just like the Aspire programs I make currently for TV and radio. And if you become a sponsor, which is the only way in which any of this gets made, I mean, you're not going to make TV and radio programs without money. It just costs money. It's just something you and I have to face. At least I do. And in doing so, we need to raise money to sustain our TV and radio programs, pay for airtime of both of our programs, both on YouTube and in local areas and on the internet. Your help is necessary, and I ask that you become a sponsor. And for becoming a sponsor, which means that you can give a monthly gift if you like, or a quarterly gift if you like, you get some very beautiful things for this. The first thing is you get the message of the month each and every month sent to you as a way of thanking you for your loving kindness. You will also have access to my podcasts, videocasts, and commentaries that I do twice a year. But the big one, the really big one that we are so excited about and took us so long to put together because there's so much, we have 122 discourses that I have done over the years for each television series that I have made in my entire life. And that's a lot of them. I think you'll find them to be helpful. You can download them. You can listen to them from the website. You can put them on your iPod. Nobody has an iPod anymore. You can put them on your iPhone, your iPad, or any device you really like and enjoy them whenever you want. They're very interesting, and they cover all of the series. If you go to the website at aspire.org and go take a look at media, you will see what I'm talking about. There's the Eightfold Path, the Tao that I did. I did two series on the Tao. From the Heart of the Tao was one of them. And the Three Treasures of the Tao was another. Did the series on the Beatitudes. You'll get all of those as well. There's many, many series there. I Gotcha, which was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. I did Cahil Gibran on the Prophet. It's all there for you. Every single program that I made, I go into more depth on CD. And in those days, it was tape, and then it translated eventually into CD. All of this is there for you as a sponsor. And I hope that you enjoy them and that you listen to them and know that your donation, quarterly or monthly, is going to serve humankind in a very unique way by making it possible for us to be on the air. And that's what it's all about, to serve humankind. If you're interested, please go to the website at aspire.org and go to media. You will see there all of the radio programs. You can sign up there, or you can go to support and pull down the menu that says Why Support Aspire. That's another way. And you can realize how far your gift goes. And it really does go a long, long way to help people. Forgiveness is our subject. It is a very, very difficult subject for people. I think people are more cavalier about forgiveness than they are about anything in their life. So very cavalier, thinking, oh, yeah, I've forgiven you. I think what happens with people, because I talk to them so much in counseling, that they believe that if time passes enough and you don't have a tremendous amount of emotionality about a person, a situation, or a condition, that you've forgiven it. But that's not true at all. That's just the way I like to fool myself into believing I have. Forgiveness is intrinsic to the state of our love. And I'm not talking about human love. I'm talking about authentic love, real love, the process of living in authentic love, the big L, not the little L. So I'm going to answer some questions here, hopefully be able to maybe answer some of the questions you might have that might be of service to you. I just hope so. And may this all be a part of, well, something that changes you. First question comes from Randy in Colorado. Why do I have to forgive? I don't want to. I think you have to keep people on the hook or they'll do it again. Randy. Randy listens to our radio programs. I just give you a little background. And he also is a sponsor. And he gets a kind of a kick out of the TV programs I do. And I did a series based on the premise of forgiveness. And that's what he's referring to here. Randy, as I talked about in the whole thing, what is the purpose, the meaning of a person's life, really? What is the purpose and the meaning of any person's life? What is it? What am I here for? If you think you're here to get through, to get married, make babies, you know, it's all about survival and procreation. If you think that's all it's about, then that's all it's about, and forgiveness won't mean much to you at all. But if you're into the whole idea of spiritual awakening, if you're here to become transcendent and transcendence itself, you begin to realize very seriously that it is the emotions, the body, the distractions of the emotion and the body that keep us from recognizing what it means to truly, truly change, to transcend, to become flowering, to become a Buddha. It's sad that most of us cannot appreciate that. Forgiveness is deeply necessary because it removes us, Randy, from the collective unconscious. Now, there are things that people have done, I'm sure, that have hurt you very deeply, as things that people have done that have hurt Greg very deeply. But you have to understand, Greg and Randy, they're only here for a short period of time. And should they be allowed to have such power over our entire life as to tell us that there is unforgivable mistakes that people could make in our life? Well, that's up to you. That's a subjective question based on where you are spiritually speaking. If you have never considered spirituality, if you have never considered the elevation of it, the power of it, the presence of it, the depth and the width of it, then of course you would look at it and go, well, I don't need to forgive. I forgive everybody. I just do that all the time. I hear that all the time. But if I step on your toe or I say something that insults you in order to help you, I think you'll find that resentment and anger and fear come up very quickly. It's like the old story of the master that, well, he thought he was a master. And he went down to the big spiritual festival in the Kumbh Mela in India, where all the masters go. And someone in the big crowd stepped on his foot and he got angry. And his disciple said, but I thought you had overcome your anger, master. And he thought to himself, yes, I thought I had too. And he went back to meditate more. I love that story. It could be said about me and anyone else I know. We have to understand something. And Randy, I don't know how to say this to you other than the way I'm about to say it. If you don't forgive, you will never mature. You will be stuck in your emotional nature for the rest of your life. You will never grow. It will never have your life, that is, a sense of adventure, a sense of beauty, a sense of proportion. You will never know why things are proportioned in your life, sitting in your life the way they are. You will be always postured in the defensive mode, thinking that what you have achieved on the outer is more important than what you could ever achieve on the inner. I don't know how else to help you with that. It's a very important thing to understand that when I am forgiving someone else, I am really forgiving Greg. I'm really forgiving all that Greg has encountered. And he's encountered in his life many an obstacle that he put there simply to make his life more convenient and maybe what he thought happier. And in that grand mistake that he made, he missed the meaning of everything. Don't let that happen. What is forgiveness? Real forgiveness? You have to have a deep sense of compassion and mercy within you. If I don't have those two things, compassion and mercy, I have nothing in my life at all. Nothing. All I have are things that pass in and out of time, the illusion of time. And my life will always look like it's disintegrating before me, because it is. I have missed the meaning of my significance. Randy, you don't have to forgive. I want you to know that. You really don't. If you want to stay holding resentment towards this and that, that's your prerogative. All I can say is forgive. Just forgive. Practice. Don't be offended. There's no need for it. It doesn't change anything in your life. I hope you will forgive me. Namaste. The next question comes from Kevin in Los Angeles. When someone apologizes, how do I know that they really mean it and that they will never do it again? And by the way, Greg, why do you always apologize after everything you do from TV to radio? Kevin, everybody asks me that. I get asked that over and over and over again, and I'll try to answer it again. How do you know when somebody's really sorry for what they've done? And just think of the power you have at that moment to change your own life, to move your life into an entirely different direction. There you are, sitting there. Someone says to you, oh, I have done this or I have done that. And I want you to know how very sorry I am. It may take years for them to understand what they have done. Who knows how many years or what it takes. If you don't accept that apology, you have karma with this person, and you will continue to have karma with this person over and over and over again. If you are merciful and kind, and you see this for what it is, an opportunity for you to set someone free, to release someone from the misery of thinking that you don't forgive them, that they have done something so tenaciously and awfully wrong that they don't deserve forgiveness from you or me. Once you begin to understand the power you have, that you too need to be released from your mistakes and cruelties, the quicker you will forgive. Because as I forgive you and understand the nature of the whole thing, that you and I know not what we do. Go watch the TV series I did, We Know Not What We Do. If you become a sponsor, you can even get the CDs that correlate with that. And you will find them very effective and much to the point. I never did a series that was more important than that one. Forgiveness is the mark of sincerity in a person's life. What it really means to know the meaning and the significance of what it is to live our life in accord with the laws of love. That's really all it's about. Forgive quickly. Because in the truest part of this whole thing, you're forgiving again yourself. You're liberating yourself. We are all one. Whatever I do over here that seems like it's not related to you is hurting this person over here who I've never met. Because we all live in these pods where we commune in the same kind of energy that causes us to be disruptive in and through the meaning of our life. Kevin, the reason I constantly ask for your forgiveness, whether I'm doing television or whether I'm doing radio, or whether I'm doing a retreat or a workshop, is that there is always the element of Gregory involved in everything. You know, it's like you're having a run in the hot summer, and you sit down to have a nice cool drink, and someone takes their sweaty finger and puts it into the cup you're about to drink from. Ugh. It is like that. Always there are elements of human nature that come into a discourse, I think. It's okay. My master did it. Everybody has had this happen. But I always risk the idea of insulting you, of hurting you. I always risk the idea in giving a discourse that I will be misunderstood because my words are not adequate, because my temperament at the day or whatever was not enough to reach you. So I always ask for forgiveness. It's a little part of my own meditation practice. It's a part of my own regimen as a spiritual being and as a student of it. I seek to share with you that which is so immensely beautiful. And sometimes, without knowing it, without trying, I muck it up. And if I do, for you, and I was not able to answer the question adequately or to help you in some way that I think is very important, I always ask for forgiveness. It's just the way I am. So, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And it is a part of the process to be teachable, to be apologetic as well. It is an honor for me to speak to you over the internet in this radio format. It is an honor. And if there is anything that gets in the way of my message to you to help you, I want you to forgive me. You may know this is coming from my heart. And if you cannot accept it, then that says something about your heart. And that answers the first part of your question when you ask, when someone apologizes, how do I know that they mean it? You know it in your heart. It is the heart that receives the apology. It is the heart that gives back the blessing of acceptance. And when you have the opportunity to do something extraordinary with your life, to forgive another person, it is immensely important that you jump on it. It should be just a natural part of the way in which you live. I hope that helps you. Kevin, please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question comes from Sandra. She does not tell me where she lives. People are never perfect, Greg. Nothing is personal, as you say, yet it seems very personal. How do we deal with the whole idea that people aren't perfect and it isn't personal, as you say, Sandra? Sandra, nothing can happen to me or to you unless it is appropriate that it does. I must be in a certain posture, a certain position for anything to happen to me. What some people call good and some people call not so good. It doesn't matter. It isn't personal. You are never personally being rewarded, and you are never personally being punished. You are in this life experience not as a matter of duality, but as a matter of oneness. Think of it this way. Whatever happens to us is there to get us to go to the next happening and the next. And those happenings occur exactly where you are energetically right now. How you gather your energy, the quality of your energy, the beauty of your energy, it all matters, and it's all there right now. And should you live in that quality, in the manner of your own spirit, the manner of love that you are, you will find some amazing adventures happening to you, amazing blessings occurring in you. So don't take it personally. You take it personally, the ego gets involved. Then the next thing you know, you're getting hurt or angry or opinionated. Don't go down that street. It isn't going to help thee or me. Just look at things for the way they happened, from the source of which they occurred. And if it's ignorance or vanity or pride or hatred or fear, well, heck, everyone's got that one way or another, don't they? I mean, even Jesus turned over the temple. Even he got pissed off. You have to see things for the way they are, the nature from which they came from. And if you can see that, if you can acknowledge that, if you can be aware of that, you will never have issue and take things personally. It isn't personal. Everything is happening in accord with your energy that you and me and I and us alone have made from every moment we have ever had in this lifetime. How I've handled anything is how I handle everything and how everything is going to handle me. So always look at things from the point of view of a great love that lives within you. Ask yourself, am I going to respond to this in a way in which I think promotes the love I want to know, to experience in my own life? Everyone's important, and those who have hurt us the most, my dear one, are typically the most significant. Sometimes you can't go to them and ask for forgiveness. And sometimes they won't come to you to be forgiven. You just have to do it within. Forgiveness is a lifestyle, not a proclamation. And when you make forgiveness the way you live, in the manner of your heart, you will change everything about the manner in which you live. You will change the way things can come to you and the way they can be released from you. Let love live you. Thank you, Sandra, and please forgive me, won't you? Namaste. Well, if you have a comment or question or something I could help you with, you know what to do. Come to the website at aspire.org. There you will see media. Pull down that little media, whatever it is. I guess it's a table of contents, as were. And hit Satsang with Suraj. And that's me. And you can email me from there. Or you can just email me at greg@aspire.org. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.